So dit is nou tyd vir ons geselsie wat ons gaan hê met oor ietsie wat ek dink ons moet eintlik na kyk. Dit is iets baie belangrik veral oor hierdie tyd. Because as you know, it's been a very difficult time for us all, you know. We've had to learn new coping mechanisms and adapt with our working environments, which essentially has become our home. But what about our children and how are they coping with the day to day? So on the line we've got Suleiman Henry. He's an activist, community builder and a main care facilitator for Songcare Gender Justice. He's also very involved in the youth movement in Manenberg. Suleiman, welcome to the On Bait Show on Radio Tigerberg 104 FM. I hope you're doing well this morning.
Good morning, Tia. Good morning to the listeners. Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
Good to hear. You know, this hasn't been the easiest of times for most of us, but more so for our children. How do we try and maintain a relative calm within our own homes while dealing with this new normal in our day to day?
I think here the one of the most important things is that, and can be thankful for this, is that kids are extremely resilient. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking for my own experience. I have three kids who had extremely difficult times just dealing with lockdown, not being able to go anywhere, not being able to participate in their usual activities. Mm. So one of the things that I would often advise parents is to not be too hard on themselves and not be too hard on their kids as well, because it is a time of adjustment. It is a time of learning. We find that politicians and the medical fraternity, all of them are still learning to operate under these new conditions. And I think we need to give ourselves and our families some leeway just to adjust to this new normal and take it one step at a time.
Yeah.
And central to that is just communicating with each other, communicating with the external interest of the stakeholders like the schools and whoever is involved. But also to communicate with the kids and reaffirm to them that what you need, what's expected of them, but also that the environment is a supportive space for them.
Okay, so let's talk positive reinforcements. How would you implement this in your home?
You know, positive reinforcement has often received a bad name because many things it's about giving something in exchange for kids doing what they are supposed to do. And in a workshop, someone once said, you don't pay your fish to swim. But positive reinforcement is often and most importantly about acknowledging and praising when our kids are doing something good. We often get into this habit of communicating with our family members and our kids in particular when they've made a mistake or they've done something wrong. Don't. That's where you find in many households, you find when children start to speak, the first words they say are no and don't.
Mm.
Because it's no all the time.
Yeah.
It's about making sure that even in an environment where there's a complete mess, but you find that something good has been done, acknowledge that. Acknowledge and praise your family member, praise yourself, so they also know that what is good, and then it might encourage them to do more of that to get your favor.
You know, I was laughing earlier because I've actually got a five-year-old whose first word was no, because I was always telling him no. Hey, but he's a busy one. I'm telling you, he's still as busy as what he was, you know, when he first started learning how to walk and open up doors and things like that. Yeah. But anyhow, can you give us any advice for parents who find themselves in a situation of single-parent households? You know, I've heard about this a couple of times now. People saying to me, oh, you're lucky, you've actually got, you know, someone that helps you in the home. And I think sometimes we forget how difficult it is to be a single parent raising one kid or two kids or three or five. I mean, it's hectic.
I mean, it's extremely difficult.
Yeah.
We have a situation in South Africa. We have statistics says that there's around 5 million single mothers in South Africa. Around 66% of children are not living in the same household with their fathers. And while in many cases those fathers are so supportive, not physically there during nighttime, morning time, drop it off feet somewhere. But we have this philosophy that, or with the program that we've been implementing, MenCare, we have this philosophy that parents, or not parents, but men, 4 out of 5 men in our community or in society become fathers. And similarly, the majority of women in our society become mothers.
Mm.
When we started to look at redefining redefining the definition of family beyond just a nuclear family where you have a mother and a father and two beautiful children behind a picket fence. We've realized that the South African reality is that there's a father and there's a mother and sometimes a father and sometimes a grandmother and a grandfather and an uncle and an aunt. And I think it is up to us as a society, but especially those single parents, to also recognize that those extended family members that are there to support, that can lend a hand.
Mm.
And in most cases, they are most open, but it's because we've been tuned to only look at a specific person as a caregiver. It limits us in the options that we have available.
So true.
So, yeah. It's extremely difficult, but I would encourage us. And I mean, in Africa, we've been doing this. We have this thing of called Ubuntu, where I am because of others around me. And I think we need to extend ourselves in that way so that others are involved in our lives a bit more.
I love that, Suleiman. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I think a take home for me would be is because I'm the kind of person who's very hard on myself, is to not be so hard on myself. We're trying our best. It's a new normal. It's not that easy. And as you said, now our medical, fraternity as well as our politicians are literally learning as they're going along. So we are also learning and we are in this together. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.